I'm Schramko from Internet Marketing Speed, and today I'm really excited about my interview subject because I'm having a chat with Kerry Finch, and Kerry is my rock. She's probably my greatest resource ever, and I think this is a fascinating story, especially for anyone who's starting out online, because Kerry has just written a book called Overnight Writing Income. And it is more or less an information product teaching people how they can make money online, starting from scratch. And the reason Kerry's an expert on this subject is she started from scratch and very quickly built up a huge business online. And I'm so excited to talk about this with Kerry. Are you there, Kerry?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for that, James.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Now, I think our listeners would love to get a little overview of the Kerry Finch story. If you could give us a little snapshot on how you started out and what you actually do and how your business looks today, because I think it's a fascinating series of events.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'd love to. Actually, I love people asking me what I do these days because I can answer that I've got my own business as a full-time writer and internet marketer. But my background has included a lot of different things, some secretarial work, marketing and public relations, office administration, and I've also been a tour director travelling around Australia and New Zealand, so I've got a lot of different strings to my bow. I guess my various roles change to fit in with the needs of my family, and I think that's the case with a lot of women. With adult children now, though, I find that I'm free to do what suits me. And I saw that establishing a business of my own and working from home was a great opportunity that I could go with now. What I'm doing now, my business includes writing articles and content and ebooks for some top-notch internet marketers, you included, and from whom I learn a great deal. As a result, I'm involved in some of my own affiliate marketing projects now. And as you mentioned, I've just published Overnight Writing Income, which is my second book. And I wrote that to show others how they can do what I've done.
Awesome. Now, can you give us a little overview about what sort of things are covered in that book? Because I had a read through that and I found... As I was going through it, it was sort of like a reflection on many discussions we've had, and it is almost an evolution of our work that we've been doing together, where we've been doing writing and articles, and I can see a lot of, you've learnt so many lessons and you're sharing them with others. So if you want to just give us an overview of what you cover in that book.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think I was really lucky to have you as my mentor because you virtually spoon-fed me the different opportunities that were available to writers. I talk about how people can write their own information product, their own ebook, which isn't that difficult if it's something that you're familiar with and you're passionate about. It could be a hobby, it could be a skill that you have, it could be something that you've done in your working life that other people would be interested in learning about. So writing an information product's right up there. You can write information products for others who are other busy doing other things but need some something to add to a bonus perhaps that they're offering on their affiliate marketing programs. You can write website content for owners too. There's great demand for that. People are, especially internet marketers, are more involved with developing products and writing articles. You've got to play to your strengths, I've found, in this business, and if you can outsource things like writing articles, you should do it. Of course, there's techniques involved in writing articles, writing blogs, participating in forums, as well as publishing your own articles if you're going to become a marketer in your own right of marketing your own products. So there's just a lot of different types of writing that a person can do, and I've tried to cover them all in the book.
Well, I think the really fascinating thing is you've given people options. You're not stuck just writing articles, are you? You can actually grow a business around that skill.
Oh, definitely. And you can, the size of the projects that you take on can be influenced by the available time you have. Even if you're not doing it full time to start with, you can do it when the kids are sleeping, you can do it at night, just whenever it suits you.
Let's talk about how you got started out, because I think, this is something I get really excited about when I reflect on that. If you could share with listeners what happened.
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but it was only about 18 months ago. I just had no idea. I thought internet marketing was just buying airfares online or entering Coca-Cola competitions. Absolutely no idea. But when I was working in a temp job between my tours, I met you. And you obviously saw the potential in me when you asked me to write some articles. You kept wanting me to write articles for you, and in the process kept dangling other opportunities in front of me. You just stepped me through the whole process. When the work got too much for me, you suggested that, well, now you've got a business, Kerry, you can recruit other freelancers to help with the overload, which is what I did. And I've got a nice team of writers that are helping me out, and it means that I don't turn away a lot of business. I'm fairly selective in what I take on, but what I do take on, I'm able to monitor and control with the help of these other guys that are helping me. And by writing your articles, I mean, it's opened up the whole internet marketing world, and it's something I'm starting to dabble in as well now.
It is a little bit of addictive, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, well, the reason that we talked about building up a team is because I would either have to build up a team for myself, or I could recognise that some people are more skilled at writing and reviewing content than me. And it's put you in a position now where you actually have a business rather than just doing the writing the articles yourself.
So, oh, definitely, and I'm giving business opportunities to other people as well, people whose goal it is to work from home, so they're doing work for me as well, so it goes on down the line.
So you started with zero knowledge of internet marketing, and fairly quickly you were able to build an income writing articles for other marketers.
Well, yeah, that's right, but not only that, you also told me how that I could make my own websites, which I thought was just an outrageous proposition. But 18 months later, I've got 25 websites. There are a couple I wouldn't admit to owning, but they do exist.
We've all got the attempts there. That's part of the secret, is having a go, just doing something and learning as you make mistakes.
Oh, definitely.
Let's talk about some of the challenges in what you do, because of course there's, you know, it all sounds good. You can just start writing and making money as a freelance from home in your tracksuit pants watching TV. But there must be some challenges. What sort of challenges would people face when they consider this business?
Yes, there are a lot of challenges. I was personally going through some personal challenges in the early stages, but those aside, I think the biggest challenge I had was believing in myself. I mean, I knew I could write. I learned the old school way. I learned about verbs and nouns and paragraphs and the dreaded spelling bees and things like that. So I've got a good grounding. But I also had to overcome my lack of geekiness. I had no idea, as I said, about the website thing and the opportunities that were there. So just a bit of self-confidence was what I needed, and you helped push me along in that regard, I'll be forever grateful. Working from home is sometimes difficult as well. In the early stages, when I was doing my touring work as well, it was a nice balance that I had all that contact with the people. But then I could come home and hide in my home office. But now, as you said, it is addictive, and I really have to force myself to go outside sometimes and go for a walk around the block, or, you know, smell the flowers, because you can get a bit obsessed by it all, and, you know, you start getting a bit twitchy if people take you away from your computer for too long. I start balancing my leisure time with how much time I could be spending writing articles or something, which is a bit weird.
Well, it's because it's a completely unlimited opportunity to make money.
Yeah, I think so.
And we did something recently that I think is a good idea. You can combine your love of internet marketing and writing with travel.
Oh, yeah.
you know, you can travel around and still do this business. Is it fair to say you can do this business wherever you can have an internet connection?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, it's opened up possibilities of where I'm still deciding where I want to live in the next few years. And the idea of a place by the beach is fine. And I'm not restricted in any way being close to my workplace, because I'll take my workplace with me wherever I am.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And I used to be stuck having to live in a major city to be able to work for an employer that could afford me. And now I also have that flexibility. But it is good to also, if you're writing on a particular topic, it may involve some research travel too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And if you're writing about wine or fine food, you might have to do a bit of experimentation there as well.
Yep, so there's plenty of ways to combine your passion with ways to make money, and particularly in that field.
Yep.
I would be interested in some advice that you would offer for people who would be thinking about becoming an internet marketing writer or starting an internet marketing writing business using your book as a guide.
Well, I would say just do it. It doesn't cost you a cent to try, and you can do it in your spare time to start with if that's what you want. Register at a site like Elance.com, E-L-A-N-C-E, Elance.com, and see what writing opportunities are out there. I'd caution you to only bid on work that you know you can deliver to a high standard and on time, and research your topics thoroughly. If you've got a strong knowledge on a particular niche, you could write a how-to resource, an e-book that you can sell. If you know how to do something well, there's every chance that someone is looking for a resource to tell them how to do just that, and they'll pay for it. And I'd also recommend that they put together a simple website that will showcase their work. It's much easier to point potential clients to a website than to try and convince them that you're the person for the job.
Yeah, that's very good advice. Mm. And I noticed also in your book you covered all sorts of things like what sort of rights you offer with your work, and how to write for different things.
Well, yeah, that's right. It's just the whole writing internet thing is there are just so many topics and so many options and possibilities. It's just a familiarisation thing, and the options are just endless.
And you've put it in step-by-step format, which I love. You've told them what accounts they'll need. You've shown them exactly how to lay out an article, how to turn that skill into your own business, so you could write for others and for yourself as you start to dial in the entrepreneur part of your job.
Yeah, well, that's right. And all of those simple steps, like opening a PayPal account and that sort of thing, they're things that everybody has to do, but it was all new to me, and I'm sure it's going to be new to a lot of people considering taking this path as well. So I hope they find it useful.
Well, you've even shown them where they can get paid already up front to write articles.
And absolutely, so, yeah.
Where they can submit articles to get revenue sharing.
That's right. It's a good place to practice your writing skills too in those types of sites.
Of all the different things, from writing articles for internet marketers or submitting them for prepaid content or putting them on revenue share sites, or making your own products, is there anything in particular that you enjoy the most of those things?
I think I like writing articles on interesting topics, things that I do have to go away and research. So I'm learning at the same time. I try to I divide my day up, and I know you divide your time up into little modules. I've only got a morning and afternoon system where in the morning I'm writing for other people, I'm doing articles and things like that, but in the afternoons I'm working on things for me, like my own articles and my own e-book. So I like researching for my own products, but also other interesting topics as well.
Yeah, that's good. I have a similar system. I have a morning and afternoon system. The morning I'm asleep.
Yes.
The afternoon I'm awake.
I know. I think we do actually cross for about 3 hours of a day.
That's it. No, I'm a bit of a night owl. But it's good. The thing that I guess that you're really enabling people to do is to start with very little knowledge, and within, I would say, in less than an hour, if they read this book and absorb it and start implementing the steps, and you've really laid it out very clearly, and you've put links to resources. They could have, they can probably shortcut what took you several months to maybe even longer to collate and to collect, and you've organised it in an excellent way. So I think it's a tremendous resource. I'm giving it my highest recommendation. Can you give any advice for people like me who hire writers from the, you know, so that we can see the other side of it? What advice would you give to other webmasters and internet marketers looking to hire someone like you?
I think the biggest thing is to be as specific as possible with your requirements. Provide the length of the product that you need, whether it's in pages or words. For instance, a 400-word article or a 300-word blog post. Provide keywords and let the writer know what format you want the work delivered in, whether it's a Word file or a text file or whatever. I think the writer should also be told what sort of a tone you want, whether it's a conversational, chatty tone or a business-like feel to it. Knowing what the target audience would help with that. It's, I mean, you can't often, especially with new people, give away exactly what you're talking about, but to know, have an idea of the target audience will help with how they write. And it's always nice to get paid on time, so I'll slip that one in.
Excellent. Yep.
You're fantastic.
Well, you know, I like to pay contractors as soon as possible because I know there's competition for their time, so I want them to be focused on my work when it comes through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just from running a big business. That I know that one of the biggest gripes in business is if the company doesn't pay on time, it will just kill productivity.
Yeah, so, the days of the checks in the mail is over.
Ah, that's it. Now it's an Acrobat PDF in the inbox.
Absolutely.
And instant bank transfer. That's the way around it. So I would say, you know, if people are lucky enough to have someone like you doing their work and they have a good setup, it can really save an enormous amount of time and energy when you know that you've got someone who understands your business. They are reliable and consistent, and they can actually they get what you're trying to do. Then it's good to have that partnership. So I know I'm going out there exposing my greatest resource, but I'm hoping you're up to the task of gearing up a few extra writers when the work comes through.
Oh, definitely, and you'll always be on the top of my list anyway, James.
I hope listeners pay attention to that. Okay, so I always like to ask anyone I'm having a talk to, as you know, what can people implement right now to get the best out of their articles or their writing? Obviously, I recommend that internet marketers who employ a writer should get your book, and they should give it to the writer so that they can present information in an excellent way. But what can people implement right now? Say someone's listening to this call and they're currently trying to write their own articles themselves, or they're thinking about the way that they could make a little bit of extra money so they can pay off the car payment or put it towards the food bills or whatever. How could they use this information right now?
Okay, well, I think all website owners should know that there are some talented and reliable freelance writers out there who can take care of their writing needs. Using them will free up their time for product creation and marketing. That's important. Don't get bogged down by the mundane tasks and just outsource them. There are people there ready and willing to go work for you. And also, if you do know anyone who would benefit by earning extra income by writing from home, encourage them to do so. You know, sure, buy the book and give it to them. That'd be great. And point them in the right direction. There's so much work out there for them. You know, and that can apply to, it's not just stay-at-home mums, but also even uni students and people with a disability, a physical disability or pensioners. You know, they've got a wealth of information and they could make a killing in this market, so encourage them.
That is fantastic advice. I agree. It's such a relevant product to anyone out there who's doing any sort of internet marketing. Even corporations who have in-house staff could benefit from this.
Mm,
Kerry,
absolutely.
It's been fantastic talking. I know I'm lucky when I can get you on the phone because it's taking away from writing those articles and organising your team. So I really appreciate your valuable time. I know your book is going to be a sensational success. That's Overnight Writing Income by Kerry Finch. And if you love the interview, then please make a comment below. And if you've got any questions for Kerry, type it into the blog post and we'll see if Kerry can come on board and answer them for you. Thanks.
Great. Thanks so much, James, and I appreciate your support.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.